Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're South African, right? And biracial? Half? Don't tell me, wait a minute. Jewish? Dad?
Close. German dad.
I've been around. But I'm from here originally.
Really? You don't sound like the people from around here.
Army brat. We're gypsies. So, are your parents alive?
Probably.
What does that mean? So, no deadly hereditary stuff? Were they junkies?
No, just self-hating colonials. What's with the third degree?
What?
You know, when you smile, you actually look like my mother.
Thanks, I think.
No, it's a compliment. She looks very young.
Oh.
She has a new husband now. Mm. Evangelical and black. Thank you, America, for your donations. I'm not allowed to talk to her, you know, because I'm the white man's gay curse, you know, because being gay is all African.
Oh.
I like your tattoos.
Thank you. I do them myself.
Really?
It's a creative form of cutting.
Where do you live now?
I tour a lot. But I'm looking to settle down there.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm looking for a 12-step sponsor.
I'm looking for a sperm donor.
What?
Let's make a deal. I'm not joking, I'm being serious.
Oh, shit, so that's why you were asking me whether...
That's right. Sorry, are you with someone?
Well, yeah, there is someone waiting for me. Mm. I'll have to ask him. Is there someone waiting for you?
Too many.
Here's my DNA on this napkin. You can check for any diseases, or you can clone me and completely avoid stretch marks.
Thank you. But then the baby wouldn't be mine. Here's my number. I am now your official temporary sponsor. Ring me when you feel a slip coming on.
I guess I should call you now, then.
Are you flirting with me?
I don't know. Have you ever heard of the 3-minute rule?
No. If this is a staring competition, I will win.
It's me, Jaro. Who else? I have a new sponsor named Joan. She's really cool. I think you have a lot in common. She's also an asshole like you. I'm kidding. I like her. But I love you.
He didn't tell me everything. Like how Joan smuggled a cell phone in a cake so he could call her from rehab. Or how she secretly drew blood from his leg while they played chess in the common room. Apparently he checked out clean. And after 2 months of the shittiest rehab Kansas had to offer, Jairo came home looking as wide-eyed and skinny as a preemie. I spent days getting ready.
The place looks good, huh?
It does.
The rooster died.
No.
The hens are free. Can you read what's up on the side of the trailer?
I didn't...
Can you read the graffiti?
Jairo's home. Did you do that?
Yeah. You got back just in time. Lottie's about to pluck out her last feather. Go on in.
I will not be ruled.
Welcome home, fuckhead.
Language.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi. Who is he?
That's Jai, Miss Maeve.
Morning, girl.
Before we knew it, he had his 90 days of sobriety, and I wanted to get him something special. I had quit dealing, so it was going to have to be something from the thrift shop. I worked all week painting a 6-winged angel on the back of this rad 80s motocross jacket that I found at Bad Will. I put two wings over his eyes, two over his body, and two to fly. It was the Seraph jacket. Plus, I scored a Groupon for this totally new paleo restaurant built inside a real cave. They have a spa, and I booked us hot bone massages, fish pedicures, and maggot manis. They only eat the dead parts. Shiro came home just as I finished wrapping his gift. Hey.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Is that a phone?
No, well, I mean, it's not mine. Joan gave it to me.
Joan. When do I get to meet this famous Joan?
Soon. Mom looks happy.
What's in your backpack?
Nothing.
Jai, may I?
Go for it.
A Starbucks apron?
I need to contribute around here.
You do contribute. Plus, I think I'm close to finding a music agent. You know, you don't even have to write a whole song to license it for TV. 20 seconds on Dead White Girlfriend, and we can move into something spacious and foreclosed. Hon, don't eat cereal out of the box. Hey, look. Happy 90th. Huh?
What is that?
Look at this jacket.
Is that for me?
Yeah, look at the back. I painted you on the back, the Seraph.
He's blind.
No, he's powerless before his higher power.
Before his addiction.
Fine, try it on. Wow. That looks really good.
Thank you.
You know, I had a paleo day planned, but I think we should save up the money to get your bike back. Cancel that.
Do you still believe in God?
Oh, fuck. Bitch locked her Wi-Fi. Does your phone have internet?
I'm serious. Do you think God exists anymore?
I don't know. Does 411?
Because I think he's autistic. Which is not fair to autistic people, because at least they have empathy.
What are you talking about? Are you high?
Why are you even with me?
What?
Would you still be here with me if I was a real person? If I could stand up to you?
What are you talking about?
If I could actually hurt you?
Hurt me? And I love you.
You call my writing primitive.
I never called your writing primitive.
What did you call it then?
I called it untrained.
What, like a dog? Like a wild fucking
dog?
Oh,
come on. Jai?
What, like a monkey?
Really?
Fuck off.
What? I'm a fucking grad student at heart. You didn't ask me.
Congratulations.
No, I just was overeducated. I was...
Overeducated?
I don't know if we have the same taste.
No, we don't.
That's my phone.
Yeah, I know it's your phone. So many dating apps. Interesting.
Like you've never seen them before?
Oh, here he is. What's his name? Juanu. Juanu!
Give me the fucking phone.
Language. Is it dark enough for you? Is it primitive enough for you? Tell
Give
me something.
Give me a fucking break. Language.
Shut up, I'm talking. Let's get one question for you.
What?
Do you take your teeth out for him when you suck him off?
Fuck you.
Fuck you!
Keen, your teeth are in the fishes.
Shy! Come out of the bathroom. You're always the fucking victim, right? Mom. Should I come out of there? I'm sorry, you're right. We need something to take care of. Jai, I'm on the computer. I'm looking at the foster care. Please come out of the bathroom. Jai, who are you talking to? Open this door!
Shoot the bitch and write a book.
Language!
God damn it.
Fine, stay in the bathroom.
Gyro,
who the fuck are you?
Are you all right? Gyro.
Yeah.
He who hates himself is not humble. Come out here, babe. Come here. I'm sorry for barging in, Kian. I went into sponsor mode there. Sorry.
Who are you?
Oh, my goddess. How are you, Mrs. Mackay?
Charisma.
Yes.
Charisma?
I go by Joan the Baptist now. You can thank Jai for that.
Suits her, doesn't it?
Remember my rash, Maeve? Maeve.
Huh?
Look, I'll show you.
What are you doing?
She's taking off her bra.
See, Maeve, it's a big tattoo now. And who is it?
It's the Blessed Virgin.
Yes.
I can see her now.
Sleep, holy babe, upon thy mother's breast. How sweet it is to see thee lie in such a place of rest.
I remember that one.
Yeah. Kian, you are looking great for 50 fucking five. What's your secret?
Jai demanded a cookout to celebrate the reunion. So Joan, what's been going on? I mean, last time I saw you. We fired up the barbecue while I went to the bathroom to wash my dentures, but the fish had already picked them clean. An hour later, I'm manning the grill while Joan is womaning the conversation.
So then your mum gave me $100 to give up my baby.
$100 for a baby?
Which was a stupid thing to do. Should have asked for more. After that, my mum went to rehab and my dad took me to London. Let me help with that, Kian.
No, I'm good.
But you're working too hard.
No, I'm all right.
Kian, you've been working too hard.
Mom, I'm fine.
These burgers look beyond done.
Fine.
Here.
Anyway, my dad was a fuck, so I fucked off at 17 and ended up in a South London squat. I bottomed out on coke and I just decided I wanted to change. So I went to do some missionary work in Rwanda.
Rwanda? Really? This is after the...
After the genocide, right. It's beautiful what's going on down there. It's mental. Like, kids of the killers and the kids of the victims are raising their children together.
Wow.
They're all mixed up. They thought that way, no one would ever get hurt again. Doesn't that sound like a great idea, Maeve?
She won't eat that. She'll spit it out.
So while I was there, I checked out these traditional mother goddess rituals, which was mental, because I realised that the Virgin Mary and the Great Mother are the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
So I came back to Lawrence and opened Great Mother Montessori, which is this transracial
daycare.
Right, I guess we did get some press.
That's really weird.
What is?
That it was her.
Oh, okay.
I started singing my own songs at daycare and the folks seemed to like it, so I put together this band and started touring to spread the gospel of the mother. Lots of Christian hipsters out there looking for some sort of alt god. My lord, if some of them ain't cute.
But the hipsters at rehab, none of them had teeth. I don't know what I would have done without you, Joan.
But you've helped me too, babes. Takes a minute to sweat out a decade of coke. You know what I mean, Kian?
I actually don't.
Oh, sorry, I thought, you know, since you were a dealer that...
Nope.
Oh, my bad. You know, Kian, Jaira's doing great. I think he just needed a creative outlet. He wrote some brilliant rhymes for me in rehab.
I never heard about that.
Hey, do you mind, guys, if I crash here for a couple of days? We got time off before the Milford Lake gig and the band's camping out there, but I just need a break from them, you know?
Sure. I mean, the couch is a pull-out. It's fine, right, babe?
Yeah.
Thank you. We can catch up. Right, Maeve?
Yes, we'll have catch up.
Oh, Maeve. It's great to see you. Maybe I can give you that $100 to find the baby you maybe give up for adoption. Oh, pregnant balls. I'm just kidding. Come to the show at the lake.
Oh, there are children under that lake.
Smooth.
Mom.
The water. It tastes like blood.
Perfect spot for a revival then.
Yes, it is.
Oh. Let's eat.
Joan was a bit of a loon, but Mom sure lit up around her. Percepcion, not so much. And I'd never seen Jai so happy. I took Mom and Percepcion to Joan's show at the lake. There was an audience of about 60, mostly Lawrence students and some older church folks. I couldn't find Jairo, but Joan finally took the stage.
So my mum said to the doctor, you call her stillborn. Well, I say she was still born, so I'm bringing her home. So she did. She brought my dead baby sister's body home. She wanted us to meet little Layla, to kiss her, to sing to her, to say goodbye. I wouldn't do it. I was only 10, but when my mum put her little cold body in my arms, I felt a warmth. I tell you, I felt the warmth of the virgin deep inside her body. Her skin was wet with the tears of a mother who lost her innocent child on a cross.
Oh my God. Miss Maeve, are you okay?
Oh my God.
Do you want to go, Miss Maeve?
No.
She lost him to the cruel witches of that boy's father, the man who raped her. God damn the God of Israel! Revelation chapter 12, verse 1 tells us there will come a woman who stands on the moon, is clothed by the sun, and is crowned by the stars. And from her will issue a new Messiah, the Messiah that we need today. He will not be a man, and she will not be a woman, and will not be black nor white, nor maybe even human. It will represent every sentient being in the universe. It will feed your hunger and sate your thirst. It will heal the wound of the fatherhood with the medicine of the motherhood.
Gyro leaps on stage, his bare chest painted with day glow breasts. He grabs the other mic.
If you're hoping to crucify it, you're gonna need more wood. Blessed Mother, don't let my words be misunderstood. You're gonna need more wood.
When the outside becomes like the end. Your hate like love. We are like the little bitty baby bird with these little bitty tiny legs, pushing all the unhatched eggs right out of the nest, right into the earth, like a motherfucking man possessed with the burden of survival. He will count to this, no rival.
And Gyro, I was seeing a whole other side of him. He was on fire.
When the two become one and the moon becomes sun, when the he becomes she and the she is the he, and the is the light out and below like above, and heaven like hell and hate like love. When you bring me an eye, I will fill your third foot, but you will see the inner truth of every man who could have bought a serious Christ original man into sin without torment. Nail Caesar to be crossed and top of the government. When you murder the damned to the damned free for all to see, cut off the hand too small to build a wall to keep us from revenge against the always best above us. You speak the truth to power.
We will beat until you love us.
Drags Gyro into the lake and splashes him like a child, and then holds him under like some kind of fucked up baptism. And he flails and I panic, so I go splashing into the water. By the time I'm there, he's up, he's laughing. Then her head suddenly snaps towards the middle of the lake as if yanked by a fishing line. And I look, there's nothing there, but an ecstatic smile blossoms on her face. I look to the shore to find Mom standing up out of her wheelchair. She starts hitting herself viciously in the belly.
Can help!
Gyro and I head to the shore. Joan gets ahead of us, holds Mom in a bear hug. And Joan looks at us as we arrive.
I saw the Great Mother rise from the water. She carried a sword in one hand, a bloody cord in the other. She spoke to me. She told me that you, Kian, Gyro, you will fill my empty womb!
Gyro.
Gyra looks at me, his mouth a little O of hope, while my head feels swallowed by a gaping maw of loss. I look over at Mom. She's staring at me with a calm, lucid smile and a little shrug as if to say,
here we go.
Gyra touches my face. He's waiting for an answer. What was I supposed to say? What was I supposed to do? I didn't want to lose him.
The next few days were hell. Gyra trailed me around with puppy dog eyes. Joan kept her distance. Everybody was tense.
Everybody look, don't close your eyes. Seen it all, you're in for a surprise. Everybody. La 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 la, look now. 2 + 1 to me equals fun. Add it all up or you won't get none. Everybody.
Slowly we started to relax. We even wrote this song.
Baby, I know it's hard to find the hand that fits the glove.
Everybody look.
But if you find two hands to fit it, just call it modern love.
Finally, after much discussion between Jai and me, we sat Joan down in the living room.
Joan, come here. Sit down. Ken and I talked about it.
What?
I can't even say it. Ken, do you want to say it?
We want to have a child with you.
Oh my gosh. Are you sure?
Yes.
It'll be legally yours.
But we want to be in his life. We want to be in his life.
As much as is possible, given the legal parameters.
We're going to have a baby.
We're going to have a baby.
Joan moved in for real. Gyra cut a hole in the trailer wall and attached an old Airstream camper so she could have her own room. 1 week later, Joan led us in a prayer to the Great Mother, then Gyra took me by the hand into the bedroom and jerked me off into a turkey baster. He then added his own contribution, shook it all up, wrapped it in a hot towel, and handed the baster to Joan, who was sitting in the next room with Mom watching Real Housewives of Eastern Kansas.
Thank you, Gyra. Thank you, Kian.
What is that you've given her?
Maybe your grandchild, Maeve.
Oh, the wee thing. Premature, is he?
Yes, he is.
Where are my rose quartzes?
Here they are.
Thank you.
What are those rocks for?
I'm going into the bedroom now for the immaculation.
I will live my life like I want to cry inside, but I act nonchalant, everybody.
La 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 la, look now.
30 minutes later, Gyra cracks the door and peeks in the bedroom.
What is she doing?
She's on the bed with her legs up the wall and a rose quartz in each hand. Oh my God, this is gonna work, kid!
La 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 la, look now!
The baster didn't work.
Fuck! Fuck!
No, no, come on, don't worry, John. We'll get a doctor.
We don't have money for a doctor.
Well, there's always the natural way.
What are you talking about?
You can go first.
What?
But if our baby needs it, then you know I'll give it all. Days later, Joan hits peak fertility, and I find myself fucking her on the couch, her eyes glued to Magic Mike 2, mine glued to Gyra, who's jerking off next to us to provide visual aid. Joan sneaks a look at all of us and rolls her eyes. Modern love.
Yeah, it was like that. And Joan, she missed her next period, lifting her hopes and dashing mine. One afternoon, she was peeing on her third first response stick of the day. When she screams out...
Kian?
What? What is it, Phil?
We did it!
100,210 dollars, 35 cents. Congratulations! You have reached your goal.
Kian, hey, are you all right?
Yeah, I think I just stood up too fast.
Sit down. We love you, Kian!
Okay. Let's check the tumor, Cam. What?
Why?
I...
Kian, are you all right?
Ran. Turn on the TV. What is that?
You
Silas. That's a spine.
A spine?
That's like a human spine.
Stay back from the porch, Keen. Both ways.
There's a... Is that an eye? Keen, I think that's an eye.
Calm down, Keen.
Holy shit, it's got an eye.
Oh my god.
Holy shit. What?
Anthem Homunculus was written and composed by John Cameron Mitchell and Brian Weller. Directed by John Cameron Mitchell. Executive produced by Howard Gertler and For Topic Studios, Lisa Leingang and Lital Malad. Edited by Brian Cates and Ali Muni. Sound designed by Kate Belinsky and Greg Switlowski and mixed by Steve Bone. Recording engineers Vincent Cascione and Patrick Derivas. Associate Director Zen Vilento, Music Director Brian Kavanaugh Strong, Music Mix by Pat Dillette, and Casting by Henry Russell Bergstein. Featuring John Cameron Mitchell, Cynthia Erivo, Glenn Close, Nakane, Lorelei Ramirez, Gail Thomas, Madeline Brewer, Luke Slattery, Kristen C., Ty Bauman, Sarah Boatwright, James Monroe Eichelhart, and Catherine Allison. Anthem is a production of Little Punk and Topic Studios. For more about the show and soundtrack, go to topic.com/anthem.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.